Radio News for the noon hour on this November 11th. I'm Natalie Zane. Today is Veterans Day. Los Angeles County is celebrating with a parade in San Fernando Valley and a ceremony at the Forest Lawn Memorial Park, Hollywood Hills. President Obama spoke at the Arlington National Cemetery, reminding Americans that the celebration should not end today.
If tomorrow, after the parades and the ceremonies, we roll up the banners and sweep the veterans' halls and go back to our daily lives, forgetting the bond between the service of our veterans and our obligations as citizens, then we will be doing a profound disservice to our veterans and to the very cause for which they served.
Tune in at 4 p.m. for more on the national holiday. The race for the White House is still crowded. More than a dozen Republicans are seeking the nomination for president. The top eight candidates faced off on Fox News Business Network debate last night. Abby Steller has more.
The eight Republican candidates spoke about their plans for topics like immigration, foreign policy, tax reform, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, amongst other issues, at last night's GOP debate. The Fox Business debate had a record 13.5 million viewers, a little less than October's CNBC debate. Current Republican frontrunner Donald Trump spoke again about building a wall to keep out immigrants, while Texas Senator Ted Cruz still maintained his position, saying it's offensive that people say his take on illegal immigration is anti-immigrant. Florida Senator Marco Rubio drummed up an approving crowd response with his remarks about investing in the U.S. military. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson defended his campaign against media critics. This was the fourth time GOP candidates took the stage. They are scheduled to debate again on CNN on December 15th. Abby Steller, Annenberg Radio News.
The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors approved an $8.85 million payment today to the family of a man killed by LA sheriffs in 2009. Nine sheriff deputies fired dozens of shots into Alfredo's Montevol's car as he packed up towards them after pursuit. They had seen him speed away from a Linwood convenience store without his headlights on. A jury awarded money to Montevol's family in 2012. The payment indicates the county will not appeal the decision. Today is Diwali, the holiest holiday in Hindu religion. Rania Niftos has a story.
This day-long celebration is known as the Festival of Lights and means Row of Lanterns in Hindu. Barun Soni, the Dean of Religious Life at USC, says that today is marked by lighting candles to commemorate the good in all of us.
Hindus believe that we all have divine light within us, that our souls and our natures are inherently divine. And so when we light the candle, we're reminded of the light within.
According to CityData.com, there are more than 15,000 American Indian and traditional Hindu observers in Los Angeles. Many Diwali celebrations will be happening this weekend across Southern California, including a performance dedicated to Hindu culture at USC's Bovard Auditorium. Diwali also aligns with the Hindu New Year. So, for those celebrating today, Happy New Year. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
The National Weather Service has issued a wildfire warning for Southern California. Starting tomorrow, climbing temperatures, decreasing humidity, and prominent Santa Ana winds will dry out vegetation, causing high risk for fires. Fire Watch will be in effect in LA through Friday afternoon. The continuing efforts to bring a football team to SoCal gained another major supporter this morning. Caitlin Plummer has more.
The San Diego Chargers and the Oakland Raiders appointed Disney CEO Bob Iger today to lead the proposed stadium project in Carson. Iger will serve as the non-executive chairman of Carson Holdings LLC, the joint venture of the two NFL teams. He will hire a president and create the vision for the stadium, the fan experience, and how fans will leave and enter. While Disney owns ESPN, Iger may have also been a choice because of his relationship with many NFL owners as well as with the commissioner. In a statement from the Chargers, Iger said, quote, "Should the owners approve the move, Los Angeles will proudly welcome two incredible teams to our community and build a stadium worthy of their fans," end quote. Caitlin Plummer, Annenberg Radio News.
It's almost that time of year when Americans will gobble up millions of Thanksgiving turkeys. But every year the president pardons a pair of turkeys to spare them from the dinner table. And this year's pardoned turkeys have a California connection. The two turkeys will come from Foster Farms in Modesto. That's it for this hour. I'm Natalie Zane.
Thank you.